Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show on the way. I got three-fifths of a full squad in the building, plus our guest. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
You can say hello back there.
I'm told not to talk.
Okay, yeah, don't talk, yeah, actually. Don't talk. No, it'll probably be better for everyone.
Welcome to AA.
Nice.
Yeah, he needs it.
Oh, man. We appreciate y'all for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. A lot of nonsense on the way tonight, I promise you. We also appreciate our underwriters. Want to shout out the California Health Collaborative. To help protect people who smoke from the coronavirus, the California Smokers Helpline is currently offering nicotine patches while supplies last to any smoker who would like to quit. Call 1-800-NO-BUTS. That's 1-800-NO-BUTS, a.k.a. John's ex-girlfriend's phone number, 1-800-NO-BUTS, to participate. Sorry.
Oh, beautiful.
But we appreciate y'all, California Health Collaborative. We appreciate y'all trying to keep people healthy in this global pandemic. Things are getting a little weird. All right. Let's start the show, shall we?
I think we shall.
All right.
We talking about practice.
I got the intro, bro.
Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my co-creator, my partner in crime, Derek Isamaki's twin brother, Eric Isamaki.
What's good, party humans?
We also got my man, Sonny Slim, looking tan in the building, John Lucan. What's goody?
What it do?
And we also got Redman in the building. Special guest Redman.
Not the rapper, the tobacco brand.
Yes.
That is just red strings.
The reddest ginger I have seen in a very long time. Our man, the game killer, Brad the Butcher, a.k.a. Stepman Brad.
A.k.a. Larry the Lobster, a.k.a. Anger.
Yeah, yeah.
You do just look hella mad right now.
Yeah. You look like you're holding your breath. You know what I mean? And you're just like, your face is just slowly getting more red.
My hair's about to burn on fire too, so.
Yeah, I mean, your skin is so red that your hair looks brown right now.
Because it is.
It's
pretty red.
You know, it's bad when you actually go home and your sunburn is as red as your underwear. It was bad.
Why is your underwear red?
Because it was red that day.
Okay.
It was.
Like, I think you have deeper problems than sunburn, my guy.
No, it was just red that
Bring
day.
Bring my mic down just a tad. Thank you,
there
sir.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we should probably fill in the audience on what we're talking about. I am your token half black guy on the show. We usually have a full black guy on the show, but our man Jordan is out of town today. Well, he's usually out of town. He doesn't live in Chico anymore. We miss him dearly. You know, we went fishing this weekend. Brad and I did. It was an awesome time, full of hijinks and goofs to start the trip off.
Yep.
Also, question, side note before we get into your sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confused on why there are so many beautiful, attractive
That made
women
no sense. First off, it was up in the boonies out of nowhere up in Paradise. And then out of nowhere.
Just everyone. Everyone was a dime.
Yeah.
Let me, I think they should change the name of the lake, and I won't give it out on the air, but they should change it to just Eight and Up. because every chick was eating up.
Yes.
Even the older women were dimes. I was like, what is going on? Is there a retreat going on?
It made no sense because I was trying to find a cabin up there. It is exclusive because you couldn't find real estate for those little marked areas.
Yeah, exclusive to hotties, apparently.
Yeah. And you know what? Keep it that way. Keep it that way.
Oh, man. Brad, I was about to call you Red. Brad is very
You can call me both at this point.
I experienced the worst sunburn I've had in, well, since I was 18 and I went to Barbados with the black side of my family, my father's side. And let me tell you, being the only sunburnt one around a bunch of black folk, not a great time. But I was very cocky and I told Brad, I already got my base tan. I'm not worried about it. Oh, I should have been. So my question to you, Brad, is how did you sleep that night?
I didn't. That's how I slept. Mm. I didn't. I rolled, turned, and tried to keep, like, cool. But my body was, like, heating up my bed, so I couldn't find a comfortable spot.
Yeah.
I maybe got, like, 5 minutes of sleep, then I woke back up in a sweat.
Ew.
Yeah.
I slept on my couch that night, shirtless, as I sleep every night. And I felt every stitch and piece of material on that couch. But I was so tired and exhausted from being up at 5 in the morning and being out in the sun that I refused to climb the stairs. Okay? And by stairs, I mean my ladder to my little cute little loft situation. But it's not front. I do not have an upstairs, people. I climbed 7 steps and I'm in my bed. What's up, ladies?
But yeah, no, this isn't my first sunburn. I've been through it before, but this one was pretty bad because I had like the cold shivers to straight up like heat like waves in my body. It was not fun. Yeah. I regret every minute
of
it.
Buy some lotion, my friend. Buy some lotion.
But you know what? That was a weekend that I will never forget, especially that prime rib. That prime rib was phenomenal.
Shout out to the Bambian.
Dude, that was...
The Bambian knows how to throw down. I love that that old crotchety bartender has been there my entire life, and he still's there.
Chuck.
Is that his name?
That was his name.
Shouts to Chuck, man. My girl just texts, I'm going to need a picture of Brad. And also, I now want to apologize for calling every girl at the lake a dime. They were all merely peasants compared to you, darling, okay? But dude, we're hot.
Okay,
wow. We're good.
Okay, we're fine.
Hold on. I think.
Damn it,
karma.
Tom.
Karma. That is karma.
This is Tom's fault. You guys want to take over so I can go get some paper towels real quick?
Yeah,
do you want me to lead you in with something?
Yeah,
we
sure.
We have t-shirts.
Yeah, Brad, tell the folks what we got going on.
So we have great t-shirts. We have a few colors, black, white.
Merch apparel.
Red, blue. Was there any other colors?
Navy.
And sorry, navy. I apologize. You know what?
Let's get real with them.
Navy's actually the best blue of them all, to be honest.
It's opinionated.
Well, I mean, what's your favorite blue?
Same opinion. I mean, I like a royal out there. You know, royal.
I mean, that's
blue's
not
nice.
Bad every now and then.
Anyways,
I feel like a navy. Anyways, we have apparel, guys. We have a short list right now in our first order that is still available. Message us on TBP.
Instagram. TBP, not a game.
Thank you.
There you go, Brad.
I don't.
It's okay. That's all right.
Thank you. Thank you
flowing.
For keeping
just
me
keep
up.
It going.
Yeah. So they are $20 a piece. Message us. Let us know your size, what color preference you want. We'll see if we can get it to you if it's still available. If not, you guys can get it on the second wave. We have a lot of apparel coming out, and we're hoping to get more as the new wave comes through.
We're drowning. You know, can you clean up?
What's up, guys?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you could have done something. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I just wanted
don't insult me if you're not going to step up.
I'm just saying, Brad, I just wanted to see where you were at, and it just...
All right.
Well, apparently you're vibing right now, so why don't you go?
I just want to... Can I jump in with my misery? The last 12-plus hours have been a little rough, all right? I came in last night to do Flipside Radio, the world's greatest hip-hop show.
The best.
And, and I really was like, oh, I'm going to crush this show. I'm going to kill this one. Sometimes you just have that energy coming in. You know when it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I go to start the show. My mixer crashes. Restart my mixer. My playlist is now deleted. I figure it out on the fly. I still do a fairly decent show. And then I realize, and John has witnessed this once before, I left my computer charger at home. Not the block. Oh, I had the block. But the cord was still laying at home. So I only got to do an hour show last night after promising the audience tonight was going to be special. And then today, for the first time in 6 years being here at KZFR, what a wonderful place to be, I actually spill a drink. And I always lecture people, never, ever bring open containers in here. Make sure you could screw on a cap. Make sure your stuff is away from the electronics. Mm-hmm. To be fair, I did spill it on the ground. But I am a stumbling, bumbling fool today.
Yeah.
We haven't talked any sports yet.
Doing great.
Well, in case fishing counts. I guess fishing does
count. Well, there is a Major League Fishing or Major Fishing League.
Yeah, okay. So
it's technically it is a sport.
There's a tie-in.
Yeah.
But I was also last night, I had this genius idea, or so what I thought, of something Derek and I could do together on the show and get everyone involved.
Okay.
Derek's not here. And he did tell us last night. Unfortunately, this was after I spent a good amount of time thinking about this. And I woke up this morning and couldn't remember my idea.
Oh.
Because I was worried about prepping for an interview.
Had a kid.
I checked my email. My interview's next Monday. I checked my email again. My interview has now been canceled because they're reorganizing some things at the radio station. And they'll get back to me. So, I'm a little bit off right now. Let's talk some sports, shall we?
I mean, yeah, what do we even do? I don't even know. I don't even know. Where am I right now? Am I a Red Lobster? Because, Brad, you are dark right now.
That's the first time anybody's ever said that to me.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Why?
We're going to move on. We're going to talk some. Let's talk some NASCAR. Let's actually get into some sports, kind of. Guys, I told you 2 weeks ago that we're going to try and move off a race a little bit because it's been real heavy out there in these streets. I mean, it's calmed down significantly, but you know what I mean. I just wanted to kind of move off of this, and then NASCAR goes ahead and creeps back up in our lives.
Like NASCAR does. Hold my beer.
Yep. So, this past weekend, Bubba Wallace's team found a noose in his garage. This is after Bubba Wallace has been obviously outspoken about abolishing the Confederate flag from all NASCAR events, which NASCAR promptly did. But then we find out the news this weekend. That's just incredibly disappointing. Now, and let me backtrack. Obviously, the move by NASCAR is late, right? They are late in the game to try and get rid of the Confederate flag. But they're trying. They're trying to at least realize that this is not cool. Let's do something. And then some jackass goes and puts a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Right.
Now, to be clear, Bubba Wallace did not ever see the noose. He was just informed about it by one of his crew members. So now NASCAR is doing some due diligence, doing their due diligence to find out who the culprit is. And they said, I quote, eliminate them from NASCAR. So this news breaks over the weekend. And we'll get into what happened today because I think that's incredibly important too. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just cover that. No, the news breaks. Let's start there. The news breaks. Brad, you hear this news and you think what?
Where it happened did not surprise me.
Talladega, Alabama. Yep. That context is important. You're right.
Yeah, so where it happened didn't surprise me. It was extremely saddening, but does not shock me. Because if I were to think that something like this wouldn't happen or something of this manner wouldn't have happened, I would have been very ignorant to think that. In such a racing league that has been very heavy in the racism business for the most part.
I wouldn't say they're heavy in the racism business. Well, they don't traffic in racism.
You're correct.
They do not necessarily
enable it.
They are enablers.
That's,
that is fair.
That's a fair point. And I think it is also fair to say that were you saying it's not surprising that it happened in Talladega, Alabama? I would also say that it wouldn't be happening. It wouldn't be a surprise if it happened in Sonoma, California either. The Confederate flag is, unfortunately, some people still hold on to this, regardless of their region of country, mm-hmm. right?
True.
And so I think we should be fair when we're talking about this. And to be fair, I saw the joke going around online today, noose car, and obviously it's an easy play on words. But I think that NASCAR has, over the years, made really tried to make some steps in ingratiating themselves to black people. And today was after what happened, what was it, Sunday?
Sunday, this happened Sunday, yeah.
So Sunday the noose was discovered and that news broke. Today it was a pretty cool scene if you got to catch any of it. NASCAR drivers, pretty much all of them, right?
I think everyone and their pit crew.
Everyone walked up to Bubba Wallace's car, the 43 car, and pushed him to the start line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty cool and powerful picture. You see a Bubba Wallace taking a selfie that was on Instagram. And all these guys, you know, all these fellow NASCAR drivers and pit crews standing mm-hmm. in solidarity behind him. Basically to say, yo, we're with you, and mm-hmm. we're not going to accept that. So, you know, we got to give full context, because I think the easy thing right now is to bang on NASCAR. Say, okay, oh, cool, you're removing the Confederate flag, too late. But you got to understand, man, this is a weird time for a lot of people, right? A lot of industries are adapting mm-hmm. and changing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, in a way, like Brad said, it's really sad, because you see, especially where it happened, not in the sense of Talladega, but just in their pit crew garage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's only a select amount of people that have access to these areas.
Right.
So to see that it's not just a random, you know, patron of NASCAR sneaking onto the course mm-hmm. and doing this. This is someone that is ingratiated into this company and into this corporation. You know, it's how deep does this go? That's what's sad to mm-hmm. me. It's this isn't just surface of fandom and what fans want. You know, this has been systemic in this mm-hmm. culture of NASCAR as far as ownership, as far as racers. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
I think it's just a really, really big eye opening experience. And like Jarrell said, just to see that with Bubba Wallace and you know, to have all those drivers and pit crew stand behind that, I feel like is, you know, a huge step in the right direction. But it's scary to see how deep it really goes mm-hmm. into the industry.
I think it was great to see that Richard Petty, like a huge name in the racing industry, like he's 82 years old.
Right.
Very, very cautious about making his appearances. And this is his first time coming into the NASCAR scene since it all got shut down, making sure he was like, the most important thing is not my health. It's making sure I hug my driver, making sure he's okay. So he drove to make sure he was going to be at this race.
Yeah, so a little clarification.
Yeah.
So Bubba Wallace races for Richard Petty
team. Exactly.
Yeah, and you're going to need voices like this. Legends, you know, Jimmy Johnson came out, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Mm-hmm. obviously came out and said something. And this has been kind of a stain on NASCAR's reputation for a long time. Obviously, they appeal, and it's part of the culture. And let's be honest about their target demographic. It's poor white folks. If we're just being honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's poor white folks. Middle to lower middle class white folks. Granted, my Aunt Ariel, shouts to her, huge NASCAR fan. I absolutely love that. And this isn't the first step. NASCAR has made some small steps along the way to try to, again, ingratiate themselves to black people and to a black audience. I know right before the pandemic started that there were discussions of them starting some smaller circuits in areas that are heavily populated mm-hmm. with black and brown people. So I do want to give a little bit of credit here to NASCAR, because I do think they're trying to make a difference and they're trying to change their reputation. And it's easy to bang on anyone's timing, right? Like, it's easy to dunk on all these corporations coming out now and mm-hmm. saying Black Lives Matter, right? Because it's no longer a controversial statement,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, the pendulum has shifted. So let's not get it twisted. Like, yes, this is a much easier stance mm-hmm. for anyone. But also, let's take a moment to celebrate the small victories, and for them to rebuke someone to do something like that as vehemently as they have. I got to say, I mean, I appreciate NASCAR trying. It may mm-hmm. be late, but it's never too late to admit your flaws, right?
Yeah, and I think this is going to be, of all like the sporting industries or even any company, this is going to be the hardest to change, in my opinion, with just its fan base that it holds. It's going to be the hardest to change that culture. And you saw it the first day when everyone was sitting outside of Talladega with all the Confederate flags. You had people flying over the racetrack with the Confederate flag.
And it said defund NASCAR.
Yeah. So it's like you have that culture still there. So I think this is going to be the hardest to change. And NASCAR is doing, in my opinion, a good start to it.
And they're trying.
That's the thing. It's a start.
They're trying.
Yeah.
Look, I appreciate anyone who's tried in this whole thing. Do we have anything else on this? I would love to move on. Great.
I'm good.
Let's do player haters ball, please.
You have the drop.
Oh, you don't have it over there?
No, I told you I didn't.
Oh, well, I thought the timing of that worked out perfect. I was like, you got this, bro. My bad, y'all. My bad. Like I said, I've been a little discombobulated.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, we'll just keep it pushing.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
All right. So everyone in this room is a millennial. And
not barely for me, but I make the cut.
But you're there.
Yeah, I make
but
the cut.
But you're there. So everyone in here is a millennial. And at work last week, and not just at work, I heard how trash millennials were and how we make this country a little less great, so to speak. And I would like to tell all the Gen X's and baby boomers, you're the cause of this issue. You're the ones that make all the laws. You're the ones that have caused all this tension. You're the ones that have pushed us, grown us, and raised us to be who we are today. We've gotten tired of your bull. We're done with it. Cool. All right? And that is why we're in the streets. That's why we're complaining about global warming. We have less than a 5% representation in the Congress.
We have
1%. Representation in the Senate.
Get them.
We don't make any rules. You want to see change? You make the change.
Get them.
We can't make the change. We're trying. We're trying to get our voices out to you guys.
Get them.
And you're not listening. You keep shoving us away, saying we're snowflakes. I get it. There's a lot of people out there that complain about dumb reasons, dumb things. I get it. But you're not listening to us. You keep shoving us aside and expecting things to change. When you're the ones making the rules, I'm tired of it.
Get them.
That's my player haters ball.
Yo, can I jump in here with you?
No, you can.
First of all, there's a reason there. Okay, this is going to be controversial. But the coronavirus, a.k.a. the boomer doomer, exists for a reason. Y'all messed this planet up.
Exactly.
We inherited this mess, all right? This is a joke. And first of all, if y'all think these protests are on us, they're on you, boomers and Generation Xers, okay? And if you think we're going to STF you, F you, bruh.
Get them.
Because here's the deal. My generation and the generation following me has crippling debt. We have poor, low-wage paying jobs. There is no incentive for us to shut up on these matters of social injustice. So until y'all make our lives better, we're coming for you. I see you, boomers.
Get them.
I see you, Generation Xers.
Get them.
And we're coming for you. Thanks.
But like in like a non-violent way.
Yeah, totally non-violent. We're actually going to ask you to sign an online petition to join us.
Please support.
We'll start with getting a Chick-fil-A here in Chico, and then we'll talk about racial inequality. But let's get that Chick-fil-A.
You know what? Give me a sec. Can you turn that one down for a sec?
Yeah, I got you. My bad.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The fact that they added a Chick-fil-A Chipotle when they could have added a Chick-fil-A with the old Burger King on my side of town. Are you kidding me? We had an opportunity to get a Chick-fil-A, and you put another Chipotle. We do not need another Chipotle. We do not need three Chipotles, all right?
We sure don't.
I mean, Brad, it needs to be sunburnt more often because he is just on fire.
Yo, hit me.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When someone walks into an establishment and doesn't feel the need to wear either a shirt or shoes, no shirt, no shoes, get out, kick rocks, no service, my friend. You're disgusting. Who raised you? I hope you didn't send your dad a happy Father's Day because he did a poor job. Oh, wait. He wasn't around. You know why I know he wasn't around? Because you don't wear a shirt into an establishment. How about them apples? Hit me again.
You know what really grinds my gears?
If your dad ain't on Instagram, you don't need to post a happy Father's Day, Dad. He can't see it.
Yes.
Oh, you love your daddy. Good for you, dude. I kind of like mine. I'm coming around. Hit me again.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Women complaining.
Jesus.
In general, but mainly about things aren't equal. Okay? I beg to differ. OnlyFans.com. I could take my clothes off. I'm not going to make half as much as you're making. All right? About 12 people want to see that, and they're all gross. Except my girl. She's beautiful. I love you. But the rest of them are all gross.
Yeah, they're 11.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Old people that have sports cars, and they drive so slow.
Oh,
why are you getting a sports car, or even a new car in general, if you're going to drive 5 miles an hour? And when you get up to speed, you're driving 10 miles an hour under the speed limit. Do not get a sports car, because I'm assuming that you're going to go fast. And if you're not going to go fast, I'm going to pass you, and I'm going to flip you off. I have no regrets.
You know what really
What the...
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people flip you off in a car. I like to give people the Mutombo wag. You Mutombo wag someone? You don't let them get over and you give them a Mutombo wag? Oh, let me tell you. Pant size jumps up a couple inches. You know what I mean? All right. We can move on now.
You don't have any? No?
No, that was great, though, you guys.
You know, you should get sunburnt a little more often.
I'm just...
Because you're pretty chill
I'm
right
like
now.
I'm a golden deity right now, Brad. I am just basking it, Brad.
You're a really bad deity, if that.
I am beautiful.
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
We're going to go ahead and move on. Thanks for listening to this. I mean, look, it's a mess. It's a train wreck today, but I'm having fun.
But everyone loves looking at train wrecks.
You can't
look away from it.
Yeah, but I don't know that you love watching it.
Everyone loves pain.
Brad, can you just not talk for like 2 minutes?
Not today, John. Not today. So how about you shut it?
Well, will you step outside and just put on some lotion for us all? For the listeners?
I don't.
Do you not put lotion on?
No, I do. That's a lie.
We talked about this, though. I don't put enough lotion on.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I know.
That's why you're flaky.
Well,
he flakes for other reasons.
Let me move on.
All right.
This is...
Yeah, you really had it going on there for a minute, Brad, and then...
Remember, we've talked about this. I have great moments, and I talked
again,
much.
Thanks for listening to this ridiculous show. I'm sorry about our friend Redman over here. We appreciate y'all tuning in, talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk show. Your boy, Jerome Gilbert in the building, Eric Isamaki, John Lucan, Statman Brad. We're going to have Aaron Isamaki in a bit. And we want to shout out some of our underwriters. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Appreciate a Printed Image. Appreciate everyone who rocks with us. You know, we've been kind of on a tirade today and not talking much sports. And I'm kind of feeling like we should keep it going. Where are you guys at with that? Are you guys down to keep it going?
Let's just do this so the wheels fall off, you know?
Well,
is that what we? Sorry, I wasn't listening for a second.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Are we doing radio?
I feel like we are. I feel like it sounds good.
I think that's debatable.
I mean,
we're here.
Yeah, you know, you can't knock us for it.
No, you can't.
Some do.
I was actually going to jump into foot and mouth, but I think we have Aaron with us. Do we not?
We do, Aaron.
All right, Aaron. What's going on, our friend? Hello.
I've been told to bring the heat tonight since everyone is...
Are you sunburned too?
I don't get sunburnt because I'm brown.
I thought so too, but yeah. I was wrong.
I always forget because Derek, you know, and he just, you know, you get it.
He's not super brown.
Yeah, he didn't get that gene.
Yeah, the brown gene. But we are related, unfortunately.
So Aaron, you watch? Are we talking? Did UFC happen this past weekend?
Yeah. So
wow. Okay,
I mean,
hold on.
I guess because there's no sports, it's just week after week after week. There is an unending number of poor souls willing to put everything out on the line.
You know what's hilarious? Is I was watching UFC this weekend, and I thought it was the replay from last weekend. And I was like, that's cool, they're rerunning it. But no, apparently this was live, and I am just now finding this out. So that's awesome. So why don't you catch us up?
Yeah, I mean, so this is kind of the downside to the fact that, you know, everyone and their mother is willing to fight. The fights are kind of, the fights this week were a little bit lackluster. It kind of just didn't deliver in the way that you all, I mean, I guess that's kind of how it goes. But there was a welterweight fight for the belt between Blades and this Russian guy Volkov, and they were kind of just wrestling on the ground the whole time.
It's never great when you have to start with this Russian guy. Obviously not a superstar, I'm guessing.
No, definitely not. And, you know, it was just, it was so, you just looked at them and it was like Curtis Blades is like this, he's like, you know, tons of muscles, he's real built, and then he's fighting this real skinny Russian dude, and you just kind of go, oh, it's not going to be a great fight. And you could tell that Blades was kind of gassed himself by the end, but literally they were just hugging the whole time. It was a little disappointing.
That's always really boring, yeah.
But also good to see during this pandemic.
That's true. I guess
I miss
you're right.
Hugs.
I couldn't complain. I should be really thankful that there is sports.
Yeah, fair enough.
there was some controversy. It was one of the prelims fights. Mm-hmm. A fighter named Max Rokoff. I'm sorry, I'm butchering his name. You know, he was fighting and he's sitting down in between one of the rounds and he's telling his coach, I'm done, call it, I don't want to do it anymore. And his coach is like, no worries, man, you got this, you can do it. And so then, you know, Max is still saying, you know, call it, I don't want to fight anymore. And his coach is going to put him in. He's kind of just like, hey, you're okay, don't worry about it. The ref hears that Max is saying, call it, I'm done. And he calls it. You know, Max is done, and now this coach Robert Drysdale is kind of catching some heat, and it's too bad. I feel like it didn't really rise to the level of controversy, right? I think anyone who's played a sport has had a coach that's kind of been like, push it a little bit harder, you can do it, give it
right.
all you got.
Yeah,
and so it's kind of a bummer to see, but this is kind of what happens when you get everyone and their mother who's willing to fight. You're just going to get some people that aren't necessarily ready.
Well, I did find that interesting because I did hear some of the controversy on that, and people were pretty outraged, and they said, you know, talking about him saying, I don't want to go back out there in so many words, 9 different times, which made me...
He definitely said, I don't want to go back out there.
Yeah, he had no interest. He thought he was done. And that is the coach's job or your trainer's job, right, is to push you beyond what you think you're capable of doing. I think in this particular sport, it's a little different than if you're, say, playing soccer or hockey and you're just gassed, right? Because there is the real element of danger in getting hit.
Right.
But I did find that kind of interesting because it's like, so where's the line? If he said, I don't want to go out there 6 times, like, or is it 5 times? Like, what's the line? How many times do you need to say, I don't want to go out there, where we're cool with your coach pushing you? And then that number, like, if we hit 6, that's it. Okay, the coach can't push you. What is your number for someone trying to convince you to do something that you don't want to do when they're just being a jerk and they're no longer being encouraging?
Well, so, and the crazy part, too, I mean, the coach didn't seem like he was being a jerk. You know, I had a coach. I wouldn't call him a jerk. I love him to death. But, man, all he would do was yell at us when we were running. All he did was yell at us. And, you know, I think I turned out fine. I don't think it, you know, damaged me. But, again, it was running. It wasn't, you know, a fight where, or a sport where I could be, you know, completely maimed.
Right.
and the other thing that I wonder is how many times has this happened and we just haven't heard it because there's no crowd.
Right.
How many times has this happened and there's like boos and boos. And the only reason this guy didn't go in was because the ref happened to overhear. And if there was a massive crowd there cheering, chanting, applause, he might have had to keep going. So I wonder how often this happens too.
Yeah, that's a great point because there is no crowd right now, so that is a really good point.
Should have played tennis.
Let me ask you. Okay, so I'm confused, and the rest of the show or the rest of the time having you on is probably just confusing or helping me get out of my delirium here. So I watched a fight over the weekend, and I don't know if this was this past weekend or from the week prior. But Max Holloway had a fight when he pointed at the ground with his opponent, and they just traded blows for about 10 seconds to finish the round. Was that this weekend?
Max Holloway?
Yeah.
Max Holloway fight?
Yeah.
No, that was...
Oh, good. That was in the past. All right. Thank you. Thank you for clearing up my delirium. Like I said, I wasn't quite sure what was going on at all this weekend, so or in my life in general.
There's been a lot of reruns.
Okay.
Since there's not that much sports going on.
So the mistake is understandable is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate you coming around to my side here.
Questionable.
All right. We also got some golf to discuss. Is that correct?
Yeah, golf. It was an exciting weekend, and I was telling my husband, I was like, I'm really excited to see what John did betting-wise, because I wanted to learn.
Yes, let's get into it, John. What did you do?
Maybe he learned his lesson. Did he lose any money? Did he make money? Play the field a little bit more?
I played the field a little bit more. I didn't lose as much as I did last golf tournament. And I find that as a win.
Absolutely.
You know what
100%.
I mean? I'm slowly getting better. You know what I mean? Starting the bar low, slowly escalating to that top upper echelon of golf bets.
You were rusty last week because it was the first time there had been golf in months and months. So, it's going to take time for you to get back to your superior level of betting.
Yeah, exactly. And this time around, instead of taking the field, or as far as taking like the entire tournament, which, I did on a couple people that didn't pan out. What I have found success in is the round by round matchups, because Rory McIlroy got teamed up with Ricky Fowler this week twice in four rounds, which is usually not typically heard of unless they're top one and two on a Sunday or Monday or whatever to finish the tournament. Mm-hmm. So you can just tell. I mean, don't get me wrong, Ricky Fowler is a great golfer, but you can just tell on those kind of certain matchups that that certain people have the upper hand. So went with a couple of those. Spieth and Tony Finau helped me out a lot in some of my picks.
Okay, yeah.
To see Daniel Berger doing what he's done the last couple tournaments, to kind of come out of nowhere from the first one and then place how he did, top five or top three, I think, in this last tournament. He's kind of struck my eye a little bit for the next, coming tournaments in the few weeks. What do you think, Aaron?
Absolutely. I was, I thought he was going to be a one-hit wonder. And then to see him, I think he kind of came from behind. He started the day, I want to say, a few back. And for him to end up tied for third, that's pretty impressive that he, he's kept his nerves about him. He was able to, stay steady. So I was really impressed as well.
Aaron, you can hear how bad John just needs to gamble. And I was just curious, did you know they were making a 30 for 30 about John's gambling habits? Were you aware of this?
Wow, is he going to be on with Michael Jordan by any chance?
No, he doesn't have that type of money.
I wish.
But there is a preview for the 30 for 30 coming up on John's gambling habits. Would you like to take a listen?
Oh, I cannot wait.
Here we go.
What if I told you that in 2016, one self-proclaimed gambling expert went 0-14 in his gambling picks. 3.5 years later, he doubled down. That if you think this is bad, these are just the bets you know about. that I desperately need my daughter Rachel to get that lacrosse scholarship. Thanks to the bad boy mower, Gasparello. That I have no idea how GoFundMe works, and I'm going to need someone, preferably Kevin, to set one up for me, COB. That I've told my bookie I've had a family birthday for 2 consecutive weeks, and I believe he's starting to get wise. That he has warned me, for some reason, that there are 64 bones in the human arm, and I am beginning to think he means something. That I spent Christmas Eve pawning a ring that has been in my family for 150 years because I saw weakness in the North Carolina secondary in the Military Bowl presented by Cheez-Its. That after the Military Bowl, my bookie thanked me for my service. That a $100 parlay bet, the opposite way of all my picks, would have netted you $800,000. ESPN Film presents 30 for 30, about a man that entered bowl season 15 games up and ended 5 games down.
So, Aaron, the question is, will you watch?
I was hoping I could get early access.
Yeah.
North Carolina secondary, man. Super weak.
It always does you in.
I mean, I still got that ring.
John, I'm going to say a prayer for you now.
He needs it. He needs all the...
Yeah, to win my next bet.
Oh, this is what we're working with over here, Aaron. This is what we're working with.
I mean, there's some things you just find in quarantine with no sports. I didn't think my gambling addiction was that bad. And it's gotten really bad. You know, Korean tennis has really... It's been a focal point in my life for the last few weeks.
You're making side bets with friends. Like, I ordered this Amazon package. It said it was going to be here June 29th. Under June 29th.
I just had a $20 tournament for a Rochambeau contest with 4 other people. It's getting bad.
Before you get out of here, Aaron, I know you wanted to just give us a brief update on hockey. So what do you have for us?
So not much has changed since last week other than the kind of what I thought. The players are getting skittish, and you know, they haven't nailed anything down. The July 10th date to show up to training camp is still on, but a bunch of players have tested positive, and they're starting to get cold feet. So I don't know if a July 10th training camp is going to happen now.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going to say, and as time goes on, it seems like the chance of it happening is less and less.
What do you think about any sports coming back? Any of the 4 major or the big 4 professional leagues, hockey, baseball, football, basketball. What do you think it's realistic that we will see any of these sports this season?
As someone who is typically more of a cynic, I want to be ever the optimist in this just because I'm hoping that as time goes on, we learn more and more about the virus, and then the fear of it becomes less and less. We have a better understanding, so we know how to deal with it better. And, you know, maybe we can't have fans, but maybe at least a football season could happen in the respective stadiums. Because I think one of the things the players are really struggling with is that I'm going to have to go play a season, and I'm going to have to be away from my family for 2 whole months, or my family has to come with me, and they're stuck inside for 2 whole months. And if you've got little kids, and you've already been stuck inside for the last 3 months, I don't think, you know, wives are going to want to do that with little kids for another 2 months. So I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. You know, we live in the best time of technology and science, so I'm pulling for football hard.
Yeah, we'll see, man. There's so many loopholes and things they're going to have to figure out. So I'm rooting for it too. Aaron, great to have you as always. We're going to have you in studio here in a couple weeks, right?
That's right. 2 weeks from today. I'll be in town.
Yeah. All right. right, so we'll have you on for the whole show. Whole show. I told y'all, I am struggling. But Aaron, as always, thank you so much. We will talk to you next week, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, see ya. Have a good one.
That was Aaron Isamaki. Derek Isamaki's better half is, well, not his better half. That makes him sound like they're married.
It's like the Lannister twins.
Yeah,
weird.
It's his sister. We love her. She always brings it, has great content. But we also have Derek's other, his evil twin brother, Eric Isamaki, with foot in mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Isamaki's Foot in Mouth.
That's right, y'all. Time for Foot in Mouth. I'm Eric Isamaki. My stupid twin brother had to work. I hate him. But we both share one thing in common. We love football!
Football!
And yes, we had plenty of it this weekend. And it mattered. The Premier League is back! They're back! We had Liverpool. They played. Liverpool took on Everton to a 0-0 draw. Liverpool still in command, Premier League. 83 points. That's 20 points over second place in Man City. Man City played today, taking on... Who did they take on? Burnley. They took to the pitch today, taking on Burnley. And Man City gets the big win with 5-0 victory, led by veteran in the game, 34-year-old David Silva!
Silva.
Now Man City still 20 points behind leader Liverpool. Those dirty Reds. But they still have a chance. 8 games left in the season. Come back. Really make a push for this. So we'll see what happens. A lot of exciting stuff happening. Pivotal games coming up. Liverpool takes on Crystal Palace this Wednesday. 12:45 p.m. So you can wake up. You don't have to wake up early. You can still catch the game here on the West Coast. I believe it's on FS1 or something. But that's right. Soccer. Greatest game in the world.
Greatest game.
That's foot in mouth, y'all. I haven't seen Derek in, like, a few days, so it's a little rough. I'm glad Eric was able to fill in.
No problem, guys. Later, party people.
Party humans.
All right. Well, thanks, Eric, for stopping by the show. We appreciate you. That was fun. It was, in the words of your twin brother, a bit lackluster.
It's crazy. He sounds like Derek, but he also sounds like you when you laugh.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's like you got, it's just.
I think he's just hung out with us for too long.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Eric's weird.
He is weird. We keep him around, though.
Brad's still sunburnt.
So sunburnt.
So bad. So bad. Like with this lighting, too.
Oh, no. And it's like burning down on me. I feel the light hitting me. It's great.
Like is it?
Even the screen hurts.
The glow the from TV the screen.
Yeah, the monitors, yeah.
Do you feel like you're inferior to other people because of your your tendency to catch sunburns?
Well, I'm ginger, I have no soul, so yes, I feel inferior at all times.
I don't know what to do with that. That's
exactly. Checkmate.
That's not true.
Yeah, we love our ginger friends and family out there. Why don't you go ahead and give us the On This Day in History, Brad?
What?
The 36 years ago?
Was that sorry. I was like, are we doing Florida Man already?
The thing you put the thing in the rundown?
Okay, sorry. 36 years ago today, Daniel LaRusso, a.k.a. The Karate Kid, huge upset, beat Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai Dojo with a crane kick after, if everyone remembers, I mean, it's 36 years ago, but Johnny Lawrence had a cheap kick on LaRusso's left leg.
It was more of a takedown. It's sweep the leg, Johnny.
It was a cheap.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
It was cheap. Anyways, he comes back up, gets a crane kick to win the under 18 All Valley Karate Tournament. Daniel LaRusso, another upset. 36 years ago today.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
You're
the
welcome.
Historical sports going on over here. just to be, because you brought it up, on this day, 1 year ago, a naked Florida man performs a strange dance at a McDonald's trying to have relations with a railing and was arrested on the spot.
It's called a mating call, all right? Didn't work.
Was it on the spot or was it on the rail?
When they arrested you, were you this sunburnt or were you wearing sunscreen?
Oh, no, I was always this sunburnt.
Mm, okay.
Like, you just need to dive in some zinc.
What is zinc, by the way?
Does
anyone
know? It's like sunscreen, but like just like a pure wall. Like, it's not getting through. You know, you're not rubbing it in. It's something you just like kind of layer. At, like,
you just rubbing it out?
You just like put...
Someone had to. Derek's gone.
Thanks, Eric.
No problem. Hold on.
Someone had to.
So many people are listening to the show just so confused right now.
I hope there's a lot of first-time listeners.
I hope so, too, because if you're a first-time listener, you have no idea what's going on in this show at all.
Who's Eric? Who's Derek? What's going on?
All right, let's run through some newsy topics before we get out of here, because we kind of hit all the fun stuff, didn't we? Mm. Oh, wait. John, you're gambling again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, are we going to do a drop?
I'm losing again.
Just hit him with the drop.
Thank you.
What do you...
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, John. Give me my money.
I missed that.
Yeah, I did too. What I miss more is knowing more about my bets, because the sports world right now is just, it's forcing me to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Derek and Eric about this at length last week. And I
love the idea.
And I think I'm going to break into the football world. Soccer, that is.
Yeah.
You missed. It's the most consistent. We have all big Premier mm-hmm. Leagues going on. Granted, again, I'm big on betting with the fans and mm-hmm. who's going to be at whose home, and so it takes a little bit of the steam out of it for mm-hmm. me. But I feel like that's a really good avenue. Obviously, golf is really big, but for the coming weeks, look forward to some more mm-hmm. you know, Luke into the future with me and Derek trying to, and Eric every now and again breaking into that football realm.
He's gone. I hate my brother. He's so stupid. He thinks it's all about him.
Well, I gotta say, like, this might be a growing moment for you.
Oh, I'm such a contrarian. Oh, yeah, everyone likes something that I think is stupid. Don't leave me, don't leave me.
But what are we saying, Pat? Sorry.
It's cool, Eric, you know, just interrupt me like a jerk that you are.
I mean, Derek does the same thing.
You know what? Derek, if you're listening, you're also a jerk for that as well. But I... digress. Anyways, I'm saying this could be a good growing year for you with your betting. Like, you are now forced to expand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My web is getting bigger.
You're going to take a lot of losses in the beginning, but it's going to get bigger.
You know,
yes.
As we all do.
Yeah.
You know, you got to.
Well, 2020 is about a loss. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I still look at the glass half full.
I mean, that's fair.
The glass of disease half full.
All right.
Okay.
COVID.
Yeah, no, we got the joke.
Okay.
I know we did one earlier in the show, but I just read some news that made me really sad. So go ahead and bring that down and let me, if you wouldn't mind, oblige me here for a second. If you would go ahead and pod me. Oh, wait, that's my bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, you're up.
All right, there we go.
A player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play hate on me?
So I'm here just kind of scrolling through the rundown and just seeing if there's any news that broke while we were doing the show that would be interesting to talk about as we're getting ready to get out of here. And not related to sports or the show, but related to millennials and now going back against what Brad said. We are all idiots and we are ruining society. And here is, here's why. Tekashi 6ix9ine just debuted at number one. I don't understand the appeal of this guy. He is a known snitch, probably the most famous snitch in modern day time. And his music is terrible. So terrible. Oh, it is so bad. I hate him. I hope he dies. And I don't mind saying that. I hope he gets COVID twice. I hope his mama gets COVID. How about that?
Ooh.
And his daddy.
I almost said get him, and then you said that, and I was like, oh, back
off. Well, how about his ugly ass daddy?
Get him.
I hate you, Tekashi 6ix9ine. And if you're a fan of his, I hate you too. If you follow me, stop following me. If you're friends with me, stop being friends. If you're family, we could end it right here. Tekashi sucks. And all the you millennials that make his music popular, it is terrible music. It besmirches hip-hop's fine name.
Could that be Gen Z, though? The one after us.
Yeah, let's blame it on Gen Z.
Yeah.
We're awesome.
Well,
we're number one, baby.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying we're not the ones to blame.
I don't know. I haven't been in a mood today.
I understand that, but don't...
Someone's to blame.
You know what? Gen Z's to blame. But we're not that great.
Blame it on Canada.
Everything is just falling apart, guys. We have a global pandemic. We have race riots and protests in the streets. We have an idiot for a president. And Tekashi 6ix9ine, we are literally living in idiocracy, guys. I'm moving to Canada. Speaking of Canada, here's how you solve everything. NBA, MLB, hockey. Go to Canada. Their government took care of this.
Mm-hmm.
They took it serious, and they didn't value the dollar over their citizens' lives. And they're doing great. Look at their numbers. Look at Florida's numbers. You want to play your sport? Take it to Canada.
We also forgot to mention New Zealand. They have no cases in the
That's
past
not
three
true.
Weeks. Wait, did they just come
they
up
just
with
got
a case?
A case, yeah.
Oh, well, the last time I heard they had no case in the
And guess who ruined it? Some guy from Britain. Britain can't help but just ruin the world.
they finally had all their fans in the stadium.
Last 4 minutes.
And then, jeez.
So just in review of the show, guys.
Positivity.
Screw you, Britain. Screw you, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Screw you, coronavirus.
Screw you, baby boomers.
Screw you, baby boomers. Screw you, millennials. Screw Generation X. Screw Generation Z. What else am I missing? Oh, screw all you girls who think it's unfair. Y'all got OnlyFans. Don't want to hear it anymore.
Screw the old people that would get the nice, rich cars.
And drive slow.
Yeah, yep. Drive slow. And once again,
no shirt, no shoes. No service.
SpongeBob taught us that one.
Your mommy, your daddy did a terrible job. Should never had you.
Sports.
So the NBA might be coming back, huh? Should we?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I think it's going to go the same way that the Women's Soccer League is going to go down right now. They're going to almost have it, and then the tests are going to come out, and then people are going to...
We'll find out on Wednesday if players want to come back and what the vote is. Right?
Exactly. So we'll find out. The players have their vote, and it has to come in by Wednesday. And then we'll finally know. And then next Monday, you guys will know.
Just go to Canada, everybody.
Yeah, you betcha.
What? That was like Swedish and
Don't
Canadian.
Don't you know now?
That's more like
Minnesotan.
Yeah.
Big. Mm-hmm. Get the big.
Big and tag.
Yeah. Big and tag him.
Get some pop, eh?
All right. Jeez. Well, this... thank you for listening to this train wreck. I had a great time. I got a lot of things off my chest. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, we will be back next Monday. Like it or not, suckers, we'll be here. Shout out to KZFR for...